it's Tyra, the dancing marvel of the age. It's not a dance of the hands or the feet, but a dance of the midway.
Oh, baby, look at
her. Why, she throws discretion to the wind, and her hips, north, east, south, and west. Why, look at those eyes.
Why, the eyes.
Boys, is that hot.
I come and go as I choose. Just look me over, say I'm plenty known. I take what I want or refuse. I've got the face of a saint. On the level it ain't pain. So beware of these eyes. I'm a devil in disguise. And they call me Sister Honky Tonk. I sing a passionate strain. Then I'm low down again. It's fire and it's flame. So be careful of this thing. And they call me Sister Honky Tonk. They call me Sister Honky Follow me, boys.
We're way ahead of you.
No wise crack now.
Wrap it up and take it home with you, boys.
Oh. Do I make myself clear, boys?
Thank you.
because all my sins are taken away.
This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL.org. And we're broadcasting from Bristol Center here at Hamilton College, in case you wanted to know that. I think people do sometimes. And I wish to announce that before I describe what we just played, Brendan Dunn will be coming in after me and to play provide a special broadcast of Radio Insurgente, and no more dolphins. I'm sorry, but they're all in non-echo friendly tuna right now. So hand me that can opener, will you? Yes, no dolphins. Radio Insurgente is going to be on tonight. Now, we had just heard the Boswell Sisters from 1932, Hand Me Down My Walking Cane. Before that, we heard Mae West from 1934. Oh, boy. I think it was. I didn't look that one up. That was a substitution for one of the quieter CDs. You know, they kicked her off the air for stuff like that. They did. She did a Charlie McCarthy show in 37, and they wouldn't let her on the air. Now, of course, you have to be a lot nastier. But that was Mae West, Sister Honky Tonk, from, I think, the movie of the same name. And before that, was it now? Well, we'll look that up later. Well, that's what Google is for, that. Starting with Ethel Waters, Traveling All Alone, which spiritually describes me, and I'm so glad the phone rang when that was on, because they'd be mopping the floor right now with my weeping. 1929. Now, Red Nichols and His Five Pennies. Who's sorry now? 1929. Thank you.
You might take her out in your new Chevrolet. You might take her out to a swell cabaret. But you won't win her heart till you learn how to play that low, 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 do. Don't take my advice and learn how to do it. You'll find there's nothing to it. If you like her and if she like you, if you like a love and a bill and a coup, learn how to sing and a play and a do that low, 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 do, do.
Do-de-o. Do. Six Jumping Jacks, a Harry Greaser group. Tom Stax with those immortal lyrics from 1926. And then the Vododio Blues, which was based on the song Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, which I didn't play tonight, and for no particular reason. The Goofus Five from 1927. And you heard Adrian Marlini in there on the sax. Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, beginning with Who's Sorry Now? Who Indeed? I'm starting to feel better. This music is picking up my spirits considerably. Not that I have any right to feel that way. I'm not gonna judge anyone. I'm not even gonna judge Ken Lay. I probably should, but everybody slips and everybody falls and everybody commits little fun things. And I've been talking too much tonight because my playlist is way out of whack, which is fine. Next week, by the way, we will have a special Dick Cheney program. Dick Cheney is coming to Utica, and we will honor him in our characteristic fashion. It is also Bastille Day. So make sure to tune in for lots of French music and lots of Dick Cheney. You'll be amazed at the juxtapositions we can come up with. And again, so will we once we've figured out our playlist. But King Oliver and his orchestra, 1930. And I love this. Great arrangement. The tuba player wrote it. Struggle Buggy. Boku Jack, which is what you'll have to pay if you offend Uncle Charlie, or if you offend somebody who then calls Uncle Charlie. So we're heading those things off at the pass here at WHCL. We're a thoroughly clean station. I showered today. This is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. And I'm Andy Sr. This is your program, Jazz and Judas. If you like the jazz, you'll wait through the Judas. otherwise known as Radiola. That was, of course, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, beginning with Duke Ellington. Ring Dem Bells, 1930. Great arrangement there. Oh, boy, 1930. Great. I think Charlie Barnett was playing Dem Bells, and he did a pretty good job. Starting with King Oliver, that amazing. I always thought that would be a nice arrangement for pipe organ for some reason. No, theater organ, maybe. Struggle Buggy, 1930. Now we're going back to the soulful Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian, Shanghai Lil, 1933. Shanghai Lil might have been a woman of easy virtue, but the earnestness with which Carmen sings about her is very touching, and therefore I've included it in this program.
Highway, and I've been climbing every hill. I've been looking high and I've been looking low, looking for my Shanghai Lil. The stars that hang high over Shanghai bring back the memory of a thrill. I've been looking high and I've been looking low, looking for my Shanghai Lil. I learned to love her, the little devil was just a butterfly. But you discover something on the level, shining in her eyes. Oh, I've been trying to forget her, but what's the use, I never will. I'll be looking high, and I'll be looking low, till I find my Shanghai Lil.
where to go to? Why don't you go where Harlem sits? For another rib. Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high brown from down the levee, all misfits. Putting on the rib. Why, that's where each and every Lulu Bell goes every Thursday evening with her swell bow rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the rib.
Canvas, folks, on which we all can paint. Paint any old picture that we may. Why, there's the rich man, look at him, the poor man, the devil, the saint, and they're all painting pictures every day. Why, you know, some paint in colors of a wonderful hue, while others use colors of strife. But I want to tell you that every word, every thought, every little thing that we do goes down on our canvas of life. So come on, folks, and just dip your brush in the sunshine and keep on painting away. Oh, do it now. Make love a duty, and you're bound to find beauty wherever your eyes are going to stray. And life, it's going to seem worthwhile living. Oh, say, folks, skies, they'll never be gray. No, sir, if you just dip your brush in the sunshine. Do it, I tell you, keep on painting. Painting away, everybody, keep on painting away. Paint it, Benny, paint it. Oh, do it, Benny. Paint it blue, Benny. Sky blue, Benny. Paint those windowsills and let the little sunshine in. Oh, do it. Paint it red, Moxie. Paint it red. Red hot. Red hot. That's it, Moxie. Come on, everybody. Just dip your brush up in the sunshine. That's the place, folks. And keep on painting away. Do what I tell you now. Just keep on painting away. Yes, sir.
Glad I saved that for the last third of the show. Oh, that cheers you up somewhat. Corny, yes, but Muggsy Spanier and Benny Goodman can't be argued with on that recording. Amazing work. Ted Lewis and his band. Orchestra, whatever he called it that year, dip your brush in sunshine, and it actually works. Try it, provided it's non-toxic. 1931. Make sure you use a sunblock, too, by the way, and a drop cloth. Jan Garber and his orchestra putting on the Ritz with the original, and I apologize for the original politically incorrect lyrics written by Irving Berlin. He later changed them as his social things changed a bit in this country, but he got away with that in 1930. It's a good record anyway. Starting with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Shanghai Lil, 1933. You see Carmen scouring the streets of Shanghai for his friend there. Now on Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, Andy Sr., expelling breath into the microphone. Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces, Decatur Street Tootie. Yes, I'm finishing on an upbeat note here. I'm trying to, and I'm feeling pretty good. And you cannot feel bad. You cannot feel bad hearing this recording. I guarantee it. Decatur Street Tootie, 1929.
Thank you.
Tangerino. Can't beat it. Dixieland Jug Blowers from 1926. What a recording. Before that, we had Rocky Mountain Blues, Fletcher Henderson, 1927, starting with a song that is impossible to... I mean, if you could talk somebody off a ledge with a song, it would just encourage them that no matter what's going on in their lives, that there's some real... you can't fake that. You're that yodel. Oh, my God. You just can't fake it. 1929, Decatur Street Tootie. Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces. And continuing, and we're winding down to a close tonight, and we're skipping a whole set because I've been running off at the mouth. But, you're not losing anything because I'll play it some other time. Stuff I've played before, by the way. So I'll play it again later. Celestin's original Tuxedo Jazz Band from 1928. Another recording for the ages. Another delightful, amazing recording. Papa's got the Jim Jams. I got them, too. But I'm taking something for them.
Thank you.
Toogaloo Shout, Alex Hill and his orchestra. Well, I wanted to finish on a real upbeat note. That reminds me a lot of, there's a little bit of Ravel's Bolero in there. It has that sort of almost, it has the same feel to it almost in certain points. But a lot definitely gets you moving almost the same way, if you know what I mean. I won't get too far into that because Uncle Charlie may be listening. This is 1929. Before that, Oscar Papa Celestin. Celestin's original Tuxedo Jazz Band, Papa's Got the Jim Jams. And he's not alone. I think we're going to form a support group for that. We'll see. We'll get that in the paper, and maybe we'll have some people at the first meeting. Well, it's been 3 hours, and I've had a blast here playing different things, and also it's been cathartic and emotional and deeply strange at points, but I've had a great time, and I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola. My wife is not here. She'll be back next week, and I'll probably be a lot happier and a lot more emotionally balanced, but I've been left to my own devices all week, so I've gotten a little strange, I have to admit. But I do honor her, and I love her, and I can't wait to see her. I'll see her Sunday night, and it's just going to be great. I miss her so much, and she knows it. She's not listening right now, but the cheapskate relatives don't have a speaker on their computer. Imagine that. She can't listen down in Tennessee. Maybe this show's against the law in Tennessee. I don't know. We'll just have to see. I don't know if I have any listeners in Tennessee. If I do, thanks for listening. But we're not talking about evolution. We're just talking about stuff. Next week on this broadcast, we will have a Dick Cheney show. So if you have any, you want to hear some Dick Cheney music to celebrate or to to at least acknowledge his existence, and it's also Bastille Day. So we're going to play some Bastille-type music. I have a couple of good recordings of Lamar C.A., and I'll have to pick one out for you. No freedom fries. Telling you right now, we're gonna play the real French stuff. So that's next week on Radiola here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. And in honor of my wife, whom I will be seeing Sunday night, Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra from 1928, Sweet Sue. It's just you, baby. Thank you.